Fridays, we bring you a performance recorded in our studios, and you know what? This Friday's not going to be different. Late last year, Austin-based musician Taff Mashburn stopped by the Firman Garner Performance Studio, and he spoke with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis about his unique styling, and he performed a few songs while he was here.
First song is going to be called Door Within a Door.
Okay.
You from the canopy in my cloud gray dove skin suit. Birds like us, we do not fly together. Our nights lit by the light of another moon. Sky so big it could swallow you.
That was great, man.
Thanks.
That was very beautiful. Well, welcome back to Fayetteville.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So this is what, the second time you played here?
Yeah, second time I played here. The first show was at the Backspace two or 3 years ago.
Last time you were here, you played solo with a guitar, just your voice. You're doing that again today.
Yeah.
Do you normally play solo, or do sometimes you play with a band?
I'd say it's more than half shows are solo. If I'm playing in Austin, there's a chance that I'll put some kind of ensemble together. I recently added the sound of a trumpet.
Ooh.
Or not trumpet, sorry, trombone.
Oh.
To a lot of my recordings that are forthcoming, and it's been such a joy to play with a horn player, and I've done a handful of shows where we have a full band, and that's always so much fun. But I decided some time ago that I like to challenge, so I've been playing. This is my fourth or fifth solo tour.
Oh wow!
And it's about being compact on the road, but it's also about how much can I make this about my voice
right.
and nothing else.
But your voice is pretty unique. I mean, you sing in a higher register, and couple that with your fingerstyle guitar playing, it's not something I've seen very often. How did you develop that sound?
I have a very sweet friend who is a classical guitar playing person, and I had found myself living in a grain silo in Vermont in 2000, and I know, in
that
2016,
really
and I had some time on my hands, and he was living in Los Angeles at the time, and I was like, we would just Skype and talk, and I mentioned that I was just like giving myself some exercises that I made up just to get better at guitar, and he's like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to just give you some lessons. And I'm like, well, you live in L.A. and I'm in Vermont. He's like, well, we can Skype. And so we started doing these Skype guitar, classical guitar lessons. And he was teaching me basically as if I were a beginner student. And I learned a lot about a different way of playing. I mean, I stopped using a pick because I like the tone of my fingers. So that's part of the vector of the guitar playing, and then the voice is a long story that I guess starts with my mom forcing me to go to church. And along the way, there's a stint where I was working in a sorority in undergrad at UT, and I worked at Tri Delta, and I was they're called house boys. I was a house boy. We would clean the kitchen and, you know, the basic stuff. But one of the cooks he just would only listen to Nashville country. And as a young, angry DIY youth, I just thought that was unacceptable. And my way of tolerating it, but also kind of needling him, was to like satirize the singing style of the country artists. And I accidentally got a singing lesson out of it. Because, you know, you try to do the thing, you know. And before you know it, if you have the propensity to do a vibrato, you're doing it because they slather that stuff on like barbecue sauce.
Right, right.
And that was a waypoint along the way. And then I stopped writing rock music and started writing slower music to give my voice a chance to breathe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your last release, Goodnight Plum, came out earlier this year. What off of that release are you particularly proud of?
Well, song-wise, I feel like the first track, it's called Rooms, is in some ways maybe an artistic milestone for me. The songwriting, all those things, just a lot of things just went right for one reason or another. And then the record itself was like an experiment that was, I think, in a lot of ways a success. The experiment was to perform a solo concert live in the studio.
Hmm.
I had about 30 friends come to the studio in Austin, and I played the songs, either guitar voice or piano voice, and those became the basic tracks for further recording later. And if you haven't made records before, that's just not how you do it. So drums and bass and all that came after the fact. And I had just wanted to be like, I want the record to sound like, quote unquote, like live without it being advertised or marketed as a live record. I just wanted it to have that feeling. And so I'm really proud of the way that it feels that way. And I was shocked that Cosmic Dreamer wanted to put it out, but they did. And that has been a source of happiness for me.
How difficult was it to put that record together if you recorded, you know, in essence, the melody lines first and then the rhythm afterwards? How difficult was it to line everything up in post?
I practiced a lot. I performed, recorded it in a September. And every weekend the summer prior, so for 3 months, I played a show every weekend to practice them. And so my tempo was all right. I had to do a little bit of editing to make it playable for my collaborators, but those people are very used to my methods. So they're like, oh yeah, it's fine. And I didn't mind it sounding off or like the tempos dragging or pushing and pulling. Right. Like I love Dr. John's first record, Gree Gree Man. It's such a touchstone for that. And that thing is like, it's so trashy. It's so like, it's not a quote unquote professional record, but it is like, it's in the canon, you know?
Right.
So yeah, it wasn't that hard. Cause I knew that, you call the right people and it's not that hard.
Right. Well, that was your last album. You are working on a new one, presumably.
That's right. Yeah. I have a round of mixes that are in the pipeline to be mastered as we speak. And then I have 8 or 9 songs that are about halfway through with tracking. So you could say 2 albums worth of material.
Oh, wow. And what are your plans for releasing them? Do you have any kind of time frame in your head?
No, I don't have a time frame in my head. I would think maybe sometime next year would be a good...
Okay.
Seems to make sense for at least one record. But
all right.
I think so much of it also has to do with like who connects with it in the moment that you're showing it to people.
Right.
And I'm more open to that than I am like, it has to be September.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, where can people find out more about your music, stay up to date with what you're doing?
So I'm on Spotify under Taft, T-A-F-T. I'm on Bandcamp, and I think that is bandcalledtaft.bandcamp.com or however the URL works. And then I promote really heavily through Instagram about shows and tours. If you search Taft, I'm usually the second one behind the sock company that took my name.
I didn't realize there was a sock company called Taft.
There is, and whoever looks this up will discover that too. But yeah, I promote a lot through that because it seems like a very direct line to people.
Yeah.
So I like that.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Well, Taft, this has been an absolute pleasure talking with
Thanks,
you.
Tim.
Would you mind playing one more song to close this
sure,
out?
Sure, yeah. This next song is called First Time. Stare in your eyes. is light out and I. We watch the water dry. I change my mind for you. I change my body for you. My mind for you. I'm being someone new. My first time, first time, first time, first time.
Taff Mashburn performing in October in our Furman Garner Performance Studio with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis.